This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
Welcome, everyone, to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, episode 279. We're continuing the X-Men franchise, and we're up to the third sequel of the franchise. We're up to X-Men The Last Stand from 2006. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is...
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
All right, Nate, how long has it been since you've seen The Last Stand?
You want to know what? I'll be honest with you. It's been a while since I've seen it, but I honestly think I've seen this one more than any other X-Men movie because this was the one that I feel like it came on TV the most back when I used to have cable.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So yeah, I feel like
TBS?
Yeah, or FX, you know. I feel like I've seen this movie like 10 times, whereas the other ones I like to watch it, I have to like go put it on. This one was just always playing. So it's been a while since I've seen it, but I've seen it a lot.
Yeah, this one I saw with my wife in the theater. Well, at the time, we were boyfriend and girlfriend. But we saw this in a theater together. The theater was packed.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. Theater was packed for this movie.
Yep. I saw this one at the theater as well.
Yeah. And I remember coming out of the theater. I was like, it could have been better. Somewhere around there. Now watching it years later.
Yeah.
Now I get to give the final approval if I liked it.
I mean,
or not.
This came out when I was only, 2006, right?
Yes.
I was only 19. So I liked it when I saw it at the theater.
Yeah. And there was a lot of I know a lot of people doing all the quotes from this movie, like Juggernaut, bitch. Like,
yeah.
I'm Juggernaut.
Yeah, this probably has one of the most quotable lines in it.
Yeah. With that said, let's check out what the financials are for this third sequel of the X-Men franchise. So we're going to kick it off here with some domestic. Mm-hmm. No, budget. The budget was $210 million.
Wow.
Oof, a lot of money.
That's crazy.
That's a lot. Well, guess what?
They gave Brett Ratner $210 million? I can't believe that it was that high.
$210 million. Okay. For a worldwide total, it's $460 million. That flopped.
I mean, it's not great.
Half of the budget.
Double the budget. But, marketing, it was profitable because they made more. So it didn't lose. It didn't lose money for the studio. It's not great. It's not great. I mean, I feel like $410 million in 2006, though, was like, it's worth more now. That would be like a $600 or $700 or $700 million movie.
Yeah, $460 million in worldwide gross.
Oh, 400. Yeah, it's not terrible. It's just not not good as some of the margins of the first two.
Well, it opened up pretty good at $102 million
Big weekend.
So, okay. Yeah, that's a big weekend. But anyway, those are the financials. Mm-hmm. So far, it's on a seesaw up and down.
Yeah.
All right, so the biggest one right now was X-Men 2 in terms of the money.
Yeah.
All right, Nate, the critics and the audience, what did they have to say
about it? You're never going to believe this, but it's on a seesaw as far as this is concerned, too, because X-Men 2 would be the highest rating. This one is the first one that's coming in kind of low. Both of the first two were in the 80s, mid to high 80s. This one is at a 57% critic score. So it was split. Mm-hmm. About half of the critics liked it. The other half didn't like it so much. And the audience score is close. It's a 61. So it is fresh on the audience side, barely. A little more than half liked it, and a little less than half didn't really love it.
You know, it's crazy when you talk about, some of the people like it, some don't. Mm-hmm. I know some people that enjoy this movie.
Me too.
And I know some people that hate the shit out of this movie.
Yeah.
You know?
I think this is going to be a fun one to talk about, because I do have some opinions on this film, honestly.
I agree. Yeah. It's going to be some thoughts, and it's going to be a very interesting review on this one. I mean, look, we opened it up to everybody who wants to join us in review, and no one picked this one. So that's why we're sitting here two lonely guys.
But you know what? No one picked Days of Future Past either, and that one is immensely popular. So maybe they were scared.
Interesting.
Maybe they were scared to talk about this movie. Maybe they're like, they loved it, and they were like, I don't want people to know I love it.
I don't want to be judged.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so let's get it on. Let's get right into the review.
Yeah.
Let's get right into the review with the lead character. Now, this is an interesting film because it's kind of Wolverine and Storm. That's the whole movie, and Bobby and Kitty Pryde. But I'm gonna say, Nate, for this film, we're gonna have to go with Storm and Wolverine.
Okay,
those are the two I gotta say because they're mostly in the whole film together. Yeah. So
she got a way bigger role in this one because she was coming off an Oscar win. So she had won that Academy Award for Monsters Ball between X-Men 2 and this movie. So, of course, she got an expanded role, which, you know, if you have an actor in your cast that wins an Academy Award, you obviously are okay with them getting more screen time. It's not a bad idea. I I know in the previous ones, you didn't like her casting. I was more of the like indifferent towards it. Like, I didn't hate it or like it, really. It was whatever. No. I do think she's fine in this movie. Like, Halle Berry's performance is not bad in this film. I still give the leads a 3, and I'll explain. I do think that when you're coming off, the problem with this movie, I think this movie's main problem is that it followed up such a great, like almost perfect movie. You know what I mean? Yeah. Maybe a perfect movie. I don't think it's as horrible. So spoiler alert or whatever. Like, I don't think this movie is like horrible. I just think it pales in comparison to the one before it because that one set the bar really high. And so with that, our lead characters, like, I don't know. I mean, you might agree when you go, but I just feel like this movie's shorter than the last one. So they had less to do. And it is definitely an ensemble. I feel like this one is the really like a big ensemble too. Like they are constantly jumping around. From Wolverine and Storm to, like you said, Bobby and Rogue. And then you randomly have the kid with the wings, Angel, who's like, he starts the movie, like, they act like he's going to be a big main character because he's like the little kid at the beginning. And then he doesn't come back for a long time. And then again at the end, you know? It was a little unfocused on the character stuff. I will say, I do like Wolverine's storyline overall with the fact that he's the one that has to kill Phoenix. I do think that was well done. Because no one else could do it. He could regenerate. And it does make it a little bit that much more like tragic as far as the fact that he has to be the one to do it. So I didn't mind that. But I only gave it a 3 because I also hate the way they treat some of the other characters in this movie. Like Storm's okay, but a Rogue? I know we didn't love her character in the first two, but she has like, she's just barely in this. And then the decision they make with her, I didn't really love it. Professor Xavier, amazing in every other movie, but we all know he gets blasted, which should have had a better impact in this film, but even him, he's not in it. Don't get me started on Cyclops. I know you're going to do it. I'm going to let you talk about it. Don't get me started on Cyclops. So because of all those factors, I gave it a 3. And we're coming off of like a 5. You know what I mean? So this is not as good.
I agree with you. I'm piggybacking off of you. I gave it a 3 also. There's a lot of problems with this lead character stuff. Mm-hmm. I have no problems with Storm and Wolverine taking the helm if they're going to do the kill the Professor X storyline. I just think there was way too much of the killing. Almost, if you look at this movie in a nutshell, Nate, they got rid of almost all the main X-Men and brought in these younger guys and kept Wolverine, the popular ones, Wolverine and Halle Berry. Yeah. Cyclops got killed, which was so horrible. So the dude didn't do nothing in this movie.
Terrible.
Oh, he was a mopey ass depressed Cyclops. Can't move on from his wife getting killed. And I'm like, oh, this kind of sucks. And it killed like the momentum of the movie for me, but it is what it is. He gets killed. Horrible.
Off screen.
Yeah, off screen, which was even worse.
Yeah.
Two, you got Professor X, one of the most powerful mutants out there, hasn't done shit in two movies. Let's just be honest. Let's be really honest here. Has not done nothing. All he does is set everyone up. Let me go into Cerebro. Mm-hmm. Let me from Cerebro, you know, don't do this, Eric. Like he talks to Magneto for a little bit. Oh, they play chess. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's all you get. In this one, he gets obliterated and he allows her to do it because he could. I know for a fact. I mean, we both would know for a fact. Professor X could go toe to toe with Dark Phoenix. I mean, maybe he would lose the battle, but they should have gave us some mind fucking fights, bro. Like them in the minds going at each other and then he can't win. Like he allows her to win because he's like, you know what? I can't do this to Jean. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But no, we got that horrible scene. And then the fact that gets me really mad is that Wolverine gets to see Professor die. And there was like no rapper. That's it. Like he dies and that's it. Like nobody else warms. Like even Magneto, his best fucking friend, bro, sees his best friend die. And he just doesn't even weep. Doesn't do nothing. And I know he's a villain, but it's still like the way they handle Professor X is kind of whack. Even Beast didn't have an emotional thing. He wasn't even at the scene. I didn't even see him in the funeral.
Beef wasn't there.
Yeah. No, Beef wasn't at the funeral, but
should have been.
Like, even the United States of America, because this guy, all he kept doing was trying to put together the mutants.
Yeah.
Like, not even the United States of America was like remembering a mutant. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
no.
They didn't even do that.
Remember, they're still trying to cure them, so they don't really like it.
Yeah, that's true. But I don't know. In terms of like lead character, man, I think Wolverine was cool. Storm, I'm still shaky, but she was better in this one. And her wig looked way better than part 2.
Yes.
In this one.
Yes.
This one fit her. She looked great. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I gave it a 3. I thought there was a lot of stuff.
A question for you, though, because I know you're a Cyclops fan. I feel like there was, if they didn't kill him, there was potential for him to be awesome in this movie. Like, I love the first scene where he talks to Wolverine, and Wolverine's like, hey, man, and he's just, like, tough. Like, so you, I thought they were going to fight.
He's angry.
Yeah, and I was like, they could have really done a angry Cyclops who has to, like, imagine if he ended up having to be the one who, like, kills Jean Grey in some way. I feel like
doesn't he do that in the comics? I think he's the one that kills Jean.
It's possible. I haven't read it. I don't read comics. It's maybe.
No, I know you don't. I'm trying to think. Like in the cartoon, I think it was Scott who shot with the optic blast. I mean, like he was the.
I'll put it this way. I'm fine with how they decided to do it, but imagine if he had. I don't know why they killed him. I was upset. I always hated that about this movie.
And the thing that was like really struck me really weird was like they were doing the team exercise and Cyclops was in there. Imagine if he was doing the team exercise, like him doing what we all wanted him to do in the first place.
Shooting a lot of blasts and lasers.
Yeah, and it's like Wolverine being grumpy. Like
he never got Cyclops never got his due in these movies. Like he never really got to go off like in an action scene.
I totally agree with you. And I think it could be two things. One, they did not know how to write for him. Mm-hmm. Like they did not know the character well. Or two, they were just on Wolverine's ball sack. They were just
he
like,
is,
you know what?
He's the most popular one. And they just said, let's just ride with Wolverine, which is fine. But he still could have been awesome in the action at least. You know what I mean? I don't know.
I agree. I mean, yeah. I mean, I gave it 3. You gave it 3. Okay, main villain here. I don't know who you want to go with.
And Dark Phoenix, really.
And the United States.
And the government.
Yeah, you could go with Magneto.
There's a lot of villains in this movie, though. There's like a lot of sub-villains in this movie. One thing I kind of dig about this movie is, because I grew up with the X-Men cartoon. So, like, I'm a fan of the cartoon, and I always liked it's like, you know, the X-Men versus the bad guys. And in this movie, there's at least a lot of, like, fights of, like Wolverine in the woods fighting them. That dude who has the spines or whatever. Then you have like Juggernaut at the action scene at the end. Then you have that girl who's fast and the one who can clap. And like at least it was like had elements of that X-Men versus, Pyro and Iceman getting their showdown finally. So I dug a lot of that. I thought Pyro was, he was okay. He was okay. He was a little too, because he was young, he comes off as like an angsty teenager. So I'm not crazy about that. I wish he was a little older and like totally crazy. Then that would have been awesome, I think. I love Magneto in this movie. I do agree with you. When Professor X like dies, he can't really show emotion because he's still trying to, you know, like get Phoenix on his side, right? But I do like at least at the moment before he's like trying to stop her. At least if he would have done nothing and just let it happen without even saying, I would have had a problem. But he's just like, no, like don't do this. Then he does. And I also like the line he says later when Pyro's like, I would have killed him. He's like, he did more for mutants than anyone on, like, shut up. Basically, he said, I'll slap you. I did like that.
Yeah.
It did show that it affected him, which I think was good. So Magneto.
But I think, I'm sorry to cut you off, but I think they should have showed more, though.
I think
like,
they
maybe when that Pyro scene, they should have had him, like, use his power and push them back or do something like how he did to Sabretooth in the first movie when he locked the door on him.
Yeah.
Like, annoying.
Yeah.
Like, something like that, because I feel like, man, a powerful friendship, because even when he was in jail, he visited him.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have to. But he just visited his best friend, like his even, and that's a crazy, like, I don't know how you can say it, like an oxymoron type thing, right? Like he's the most evil villain in the world, and the good guys.
I mean, their friendship is like an oxymoron; like it doesn't make sense.
Yeah,
like it does. They're on opposite sides, but they're really good. Like neither one of them wants to kill the other one. They don't, you know. The funny thing is, and the thing I like about X-Men is that they both want the same exact thing, but they go about it in totally different ways.
Yes.
All they want is to be free and live their life, and Professor X wants to work with humans, and Magneto's okay wiping them out. That's the only difference. But they want the same, which I think is a great like dichotomy when you have like a hero and a villain. We both want the same. Like, I want the same thing you want. So I actually like that.
Yeah.
But I agree with you. I think they could have went further, but at least they acknowledged it. Dark Phoenix. Okay, so here's my thing with her. I think she's, like, as far as her powers, I don't like that all she does is just Jean Grey powers multiplied. Like, the actual Phoenix has, like, fire. Like, literally can, like, throw fire and do all. I feel like it should have been bigger than just her going like this than having shark eyes. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. But I did like the kind of in and out where sometimes she's snapped back as Jean and then she goes into it. Like, I guess they did okay, but it felt rushed. This is a problem with these movies. and it happens later in this franchise, is they keep rushing the Phoenix thing. Instead of building it over multiple movies, they try to go from one movie to then she's just the Phoenix. And it doesn't always work fully. That being said, I gave the villains a 4. I thought I liked them. I liked the villains in this movie better than the heroes, honestly. I think they handled them a little bit better.
I gave it a 3.
Okay.
The villains. And the reason why I gave it a 3, I agree with everything you said. I just felt like she's the most powerful mutant, right? Because remember class that girl 5. Was reading, yeah, class 5, and she was like, oh, she's even powerful than you. Mm-hmm. But she was more of in the background. Mm-hmm. Magneto was the head guy. He's talking all the shit. But my thing is like, she did not do much in this movie, Jean Grey.
Yeah.
Or Dark Phoenix, whatever her name is. Like, she didn't do much. She killed Scott. She killed Professor X. That is it. And Aaron, she's flirting with Wolverine because she's like the bad girl, right? And I'm like, okay, whatever. But in reality, she didn't do much. And then she wipes out all the humans. I mean, she dusted everybody. Yeah. Dust in the wind. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I love this part. But you're right. All she did was telekinesis. She could break apart stuff. And I'm like, okay, so where is this strong person? Because honestly, she's just, like you said, an amplified version of Jean Grey. You didn't see like the big, like when she got angry, you didn't see the big Phoenix going, ah!
Right. Or even, there's even a part in this movie where Magneto, they're like going to Alcatraz and they're like, how are we going to get there? I can't swim. And he picks up the Golden Gate Bridge and moves it. And it's a cool visual. But she could have just picked them all up and floated them over there. Like, why the heck they had to take that whole bridge? Like, she could have just lifted them up and put them on the island, and then no one could have used the bridge to get to them. No one, you know what I mean? So why didn't they do that? That would have shown more of her power.
It would have been pretty cool if she dismantled the bridge and then redid it, like, all fucked up on the other island.
They had a lot of other options to do.
Yeah. You know? I agree with that. It's just that, like, I felt like she was behind. Then you got Juggernaut, which Juggernaut looked corny. He looked like a Party City Juggernaut. He looked horrible, sounded horrible. And I was like, and I always remembered, wasn't he the brother of Xavier or the stepbrother of Charles?
Juggernaut. Isn't he? I think so. I think he.
Yeah.
Something like that.
This movie, again, another thing with the brothers. They don't even know.
Yeah.
Yeah, they changed a lot of stuff.
And Vinnie Jones was the worst casting for that. You know?
And let me just tell you. Yeah. My girl, Mystique, bro. Let me just tell you.
Oh, she's the Cyclops of the villains.
They did her dirty. They did her dirty. I mean, well, let me just tell you. When she turned human, mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh, she was gorgeous on that floor. I was like, man, she's beautiful. Rebecca Romijn Stamos, but
now just Rebecca
she
Romijn.
Turned human. I was like, oh, this. I was like, she's gorgeous. I was just like, man, it's just a missed opportunity. Because I always liked Mystique. I always liked the whole, she could turn into people. I just think, again, a missed opportunity with these characters because they did not know where to go. Mm-hmm. And I think the problem was because Bryan Singer left the project.
I agree.
Because he knew where he was going, and you could see from the first two movies. This one was, you're right, they rushed the Dark Phoenix saga. They killed characters that did not need to be killed. And they're shining characters that did not need. I didn't know. I mean, why do we need Kitty Pryde in this movie? You know, like, we didn't need her in a movie.
I didn't mind that. I mean, because she could at least go on the missions because Rogue doesn't do anything in these movies.
Oh, and that's another one. They punk Rogue.
Yeah.
Oh, they punked her bad. But anyway, look, in terms of the main villain, I like the scheme. I like all that stuff with Magneto, but I gave it a 3 because a lot of the villains felt so watered. They did not know what to do with them. So, and Rebecca Romijn was not in the movie that much.
Yeah, I think I see what they were going for, but it didn't have the impact I don't think that they wanted. And that's on the script's fault. You know what I mean? Like, it just happened.
Well, I mean,
like,
she
bye.
Saved him.
Yeah, but again, leave her on the floor. Bye.
Yeah, and that's another thing. Like, he was just like, you're one of them now. And just turned around. I'm like, bro, she's hot. Like, you're going to leave this hot, gorgeous woman on the floor, but she sacrificed herself for you.
She said she's not. You're not one of us. You're a people now.
Well, oh, and then that was the other thing I was going to tell you was that you did see the impact of Charles' death because at the end when he went to play chess, he was by himself.
Yep.
And he sat there all like mad and mopey.
Wiggled the piece.
And then he would do his little thingy. So you kind of see the ramifications, like he missed his buddy, like their conversations and stuff. But still, he could have been playing chess with Rebecca, with Mystique.
Right? True. Maybe.
But anyway, that's a 3 for me, 4 for you. Action scenes.
I like the action scenes all right in this. I don't think they're really... I think they're pretty good, honestly. I think they're pretty good. I do really love the Wolverine fight in the woods. I think that's pretty brutal. Like, he'd be killing people in there. It looks cool. It's well shot. I love when Magneto just, like, launches him. He goes flying into that tree. He gets wrecked. I like that. I like the final fight on the island, honestly, because they all got to use their powers. My thing is, I like when the action scenes in the X-Men movies allow them to use their powers. I love Beast. Oh, so I grew up loving Beast. I think I said this in the other podcast. I was a huge fan of Beast when I was a kid. And so to see him, I think Kelsey Grammer was a perfect casting. And I actually liked him in the action. Like, he has a really cool shot where he does this thing and he like jumps, he like spins on a pole, does these kicks, does it. And like, I was like, this is like Beast come to life. So I thought they handled him cool. Storm used her, you know, lightning powers pretty cool at the end. Kitty Pryde, she can't really fight, but she can go through walls. She uses strategy. The Iceman finally turning like full ice. That was a solid moment. I like the action in this. I think it's good. I think it's good and it's fun and it's mostly well shot. And I gave it a 4. Not a 5, but I gave it a 4.
Yeah, I gave it a 3. I thought the action here was like subpar. I thought it could have been better. And I think Brett Ratner is not a superhero shooting guy. Like, I feel like he's not a director for superheroes.
He's not a big, huge budget director.
No, and you could see it because there's a lot of scenes that I was like, could have shot it a little bit better. But I wasn't too crazy with the action. I agree with you. The action scenes were pretty cool. But like Juggernaut running through walls, I was just like, all right, that's pretty cool. But I don't know. I just feel like Jean Grey didn't do much except the ending and killing Scott off screen.
She blew up Xavier.
And blew up Xavier. But other than that, she didn't do much. Magneto was actually pretty cool, but we already saw his powers in the first two movies. I felt like 2 felt, I don't know, something about 2 and the way they shot the action felt like an X-Men shot movie. This one felt like a generic superhero movie with a low-ass budget. Because it did not look like the budget that 110 million. Yeah, 210. That did not look like a $210 million superhero action like scenes. You got Archangel flying from above. He didn't do nothing. He just saved his dad. Mm-hmm. And he caught away that way.
His chicken wings.
Yeah, his chicken wings. Mm-hmm. Like, so for me, like, I don't know. Wolverine is cool, but we got to see Wolverine do Wolverine stuff. Like, Beast, I agree. Beast was amazing.
Yeah.
I was all up in Beast. Oh, yeah, Beast is mad cool. He's stomping dudes. He's going like this, like in a cartoon.
That was awesome.
And he threw. And then he was like, and then I love when he said that speech about democracy. And he said, forget it. Yeah. And he just started
saying. And he just keeps fighting.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, I liked all that stuff. But I just felt just like, man, it could have been so much a little bit more better. But I did like to stand the ground, though. Mm-hmm. When it was them six. And he said, hold your line. Yeah. And I was just like, okay. And you saw the kids looking a little scared because they screwed up in the danger room. But it's like, now we're in the real thing. And I was just like, that is actually pretty cool. I like that versus all these thousands of mutants. And
yeah.
So I thought that was pretty cool. So anyway, I gave it a 3. You gave it a 4 storyline.
All right. So here's the big hubbub, I guess, about this movie is the storyline. And again, I'm a slight defender of this movie. Like, I really just don't think it's that bad. To me, it is. So X-Men 2 is amazing, but X-Men 3 feels more like a one of those like regular comic book movies that came out about this time. Okay, you remember we reviewed Daredevil? This feels more like Daredevil than it does like X-Men 2. If that makes sense, it's more in that vein. Sense. You know what I mean? I think it's the director because Bryan Singer is infinitely more talented, even though he's a creep in real life. Than Brett Ratner, who's also a creep in real life, by the way. So these were directed by creeps. But anyway, creeps. I digress. There's things I like about this story. There, like, legitimately, I actually love the whole thing of the cure, and I really think they could have done a better job with that. Okay, this needed more time and explanation. And you know, there was one moment I forget the part where they're. Forget who they're talking to, but they're talking to somebody about, like, you know, he's like, you could be cured or whatever. And he's like, but do we need to be cured? Like, why? What are we being cured from? And it still has that element of like the conversation that they had with the parents in X-Men 2.
Storm.
Okay. Yeah, it was Storm.
Yeah, she had the problem with it.
Yeah.
She got mad.
And she's like, what's wrong? What's wrong with us? Exactly. Like, and I like, but I wish they delved. I feel like they were more interested in action than the storyline. Whereas the first two movies are way more interested in the storyline than in the action. You know what I mean? So yeah. I do think that is a good idea. I don't mind it. I just think it's a little bit undercooked. Again, I like Wolverine is the one that has to kill the woman he loves. I like that. That is a good, you know, that makes you feel something. And Hugh Jackman, I think his acting is better in this movie than like in the first movie. Like he had come a long way. I think he's best in two, but I do think he gets better and better as these movies go on, honestly. And maybe that's just because he's becoming more of an actor, you know what I mean? But he's had some good emotional moments. Even when Professor X died, he showed way more emotion than like Magneto did, obviously, in that scene. So I like that. But then for everything I like, there's like a lot of goofy crap. I hate Juggernaut in this movie. I hate that they killed off Cyclops. I hate that they took away Mystique's powers the way they did. I wouldn't have minded it like later in the movie. You know what I mean? Towards the end, maybe. But no, when they did it, I hate that they had that multiple guy. He's useless. He just turned into a bunch of people. Whoop-de-doo. And all he does is fake them out on the island. You know, I'm always torn on this movie, but I don't hate it. So I'm right in the middle. I gave it a 3. I don't think it's like a piece of garbage story. I just think it has some really good ideas that they don't fully execute.
All right. I gave it a 2. I thought it was decent of a film. I agree with you. There was a lot of storyline that could have improved upon if it was directed by someone that was actually knows the X-Men storylines. I'll go with the negatives and then the positives. The negatives for me was Cyclops' death in the beginning. Actually, like within 10 minutes into the movie, he died. What's his name? Professor X getting killed. Mystique losing her powers, which I did not know. Understand why they got rid of one of the coolest looking characters. The fact that Nightcrawler was not back sucked ass in this movie. This movie needed Nightcrawler somewhere, somehow. Mm-hmm. It would have been so cool, him poofing everywhere, fighting dudes up and down the street. Juggernaut stunk in this movie. I don't know who the hell is that multiplier guy. He stunk.
It's dumb.
He was horrible. The guy, the what's his name? The porcupine looking guy.
Oh, the Asian guy?
Yeah. He stunk in this movie. The super fast chick was okay because she could read the powers. And I was like, oh, that's cool. Magneto was the only power. And then Pyro, the problem I have with Pyro is like all of a sudden he became like this tough guy. He went from like this cool, nerdy guy in part two. Now you can see he was a little bit bad. And then all of a sudden, he had blonde hair, spiky, and he's like, ooh, I'm angry. Like, when he wanted to fight Iceman in front of everybody, he goes, nah, I'm good. And then he fired the thing.
Yeah.
And I was just like, you're such a bitch.
I like that about him. But yeah, he's a little too teenager-y still. He's too
very, very, I guess so. I guess that's what you could say. Rogue stunk in this movie. I agree with you. Now, that my positives, I do agree with you, is the cure was cool. But I think the way the first two movies handled the humans versus the mutants, way better, because I'm honestly, it's been years, whether it's, I think, 10 or more years than we've seen these films, and I was mad invested into those two films. Mm-hmm. Regardless of how the first one was, but part two, I was mad. I was so into it. I was like, this is so awesome. This one was okay, because I was like, okay, the cure is pretty cool, but again, it was just, I felt like it was rushed and forced. Like, oh, we have a cure, and then everyone wants to stand in line for the cure. And I was like, eh. It could have been something a little bit more better in that front.
Agree.
Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Other than that, like, in terms of positives, I'm trying to think as much as I could, but, and Beast was cool. I like Beast. Yeah. That's the new addition into the team, and I thought that was pretty cool. And I like that the school continued going and didn't lock it down. I like that Storm was good in this movie, but she was not Storm for me still. Like, I still think of her with the African accent. I still think of her with that long, beautiful white hair.
Yeah.
And she had that Storm thing with her costume. Remember when she had, and then she had the red and black like logo here.
Yeah.
The little cape.
But she had like a silver outfit. Like, she looks way cooler in the comics than in the movies.
And something that always annoyed me, I don't know about you, when she fights, she does that twirling stupidity thing.
It's like a tornado.
Yeah,
that's weather.
I don't know.
I mean, she's weather. Like, I always thought Storm had stupid powers, even when I was a kid. Like, weather? Okay. I mean,
yeah, but she was cooler in the cartoon because she did avalanche. She did snow,
you could do hail, you could do wind, rain. But still,
she never utilized that.
It's weather.
Yeah, I guess. All she did was lightning and wind.
I like her best in Marvel vs. Capcom, the video game. She's a beast. But in regular, I was never a Storm. Maybe that's why. I was never a big Storm fan. Like, she's just okay to me.
Yeah. I mean, other than that, look, I gave it a 2.
Yep.
You gave it a 3?
Yep.
All right, your overall.
Overall, I'm okay with this movie. Again, maybe it's just because I've seen it a lot. I think it's pretty good. I don't think it's terrible. I have a lot of the same issues you have, just maybe like slightly less. I hate what they did with Rogue in this whole franchise.
Franchise?
Because she's a character, and I get that they couldn't do certain... Well, no, I don't understand why they couldn't do certain things. Because you know what? Back then, Disney didn't have the rights to Marvel yet. That would still not happen for 2 years, I think, right? 2008, 2007?
Yeah.
1 year. So, like, when the first one came out, which was 2000, they could, like, they could have, you know, like I mentioned, she gets her powers from Captain Marvel. And that's why she could fly, she could fight. She didn't do anything cool in any of these movies, except just be, she's the most regular person. The only element they got right about her is that when she touches you, she takes your powers. But they didn't utilize that a lot. You know what I mean? Like, even if they utilized it for a fight, like, so that she could fight. Like, let's say she touched one of the villains, and then all of a sudden she's that for, like, 10 minutes, and she's fighting. Like, anything. But no, all she does in this movie is think that Iceman's cheating on her, even though all he's doing is being nice, honestly. He didn't even do anything, you know? And then she's like, I want to get the cure so that we could bone, basically. That's basically what she did.
And she got it.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, but her whole motivation throughout the movie was, I'm going to get this cure so that we could bone. And you know that's what it was, because it isn't because she just want to hold hand with him. You know what I mean? So I just thought it was lame how they handled Rogue in general. But other than that, I think the movie moves at a brisk pace. There's explosions. There's fights. I love Beast in this. I like Wolverine in this. I can watch it. It's not a problem. I don't hate it as much as everyone else. I don't think it's the worst X-Men movie. There's one we haven't reviewed yet that I hate more than this. And I think the Origins Wolverine is way worse than this. So, I mean, it's bottom tier, but it's not the worst in my opinion. So I gave it a 3.
Yeah, I mean, it's not as bad. I gave it a 13. It's not as bad. Oh, and the CGI, the de-aging of Professor X and Magneto was horrible.
It looks too smooth.
It was bad, bro. It looked like a video game. Mm-hmm. When he was looking around, I was like, this is not good. I was like, I take back the CGI that I said to do with this guy.
Yeah, you were like, why don't they de-age him? And now look what happened. Yeah. Now you got your wish. What do you think about it?
I did see why, and it looked really bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I look, it, all in all, it's, the movie's decent. I don't think it's that bad. I think we've seen worse superhero movies.
Yes.
It's not as bad. I just think it's not what people wanted, especially with a saga, a Phoenix saga with the original guys. Look, the girl, Jenkin Fankin, Fankum.
Famke Janssen. Jenkin Fankin playing Jean Grey.
Yeah, Jenkin Fankin. I think she did I think she's the best looking one. She played her to the best of her ability. The whole demon possession looking version, I think she should have had the big phoenix behind her when she did it. And that cool suit, didn't she have like an orange and red suit
with green.
A little draping little flag at the end?
So, no, it's green and yellow. And it has like a phoenix on the front. Like, it's sick. It's way better than this red. She just wears red.
Yeah, I guess.
All the costumes in this movie suck, honestly.
Yeah, especially Wolverine's with the yellow and black. Anyway,
the best suit is Beast's with his blue and yellow vest. He's the only one who wears the proper colors.
He said this thing, I can't believe this thing still fits.
And Magneto's is okay, too. Magneto's is pretty good, too.
It's the same old draping.
It works. Yeah, it works.
Imagine if he had the metal thing from the cartoon.
Please.
He got it.
One could dream.
Awesome. One could dream one day we have a physically fit, cross-fit.
I think we're going to get some movies in this franchise later where the costumes are better. That's all I'll say.
Oh, maybe. Anyway, with that said, Nate, what is coming up next on the podcast?
Yes. Oh, so what was your... Oh, my total score was 17.
13.
Yours was 13, mine was 17. So I liked it a little more. All right. Next on the podcast, we got... Coming up on we're continuing with our sci-fi action movies. This is a first-time watch for you, as far as I know. And we're getting a little bit of genre mixing with a movie called Cowboys and Aliens, directed by Jon Favreau, starring some heavy hitters, James Bond, Indiana Jones, Han Solo... All in this movie. So we're going to be reviewing that. And then, of course, next week, this turns out to not be The Last Stand because there was another X-Men movie. And actually, there's four more. And we're going to be doing the prequel series, which starts off with X-Men First Class. I haven't seen this one in forever, and I'm very excited to watch it. So that's what we got coming up.
Yeah, I have not seen that movie in a while. When it came out on Blu-ray.
Yeah, I saw it at the theater, I think, twice. And then when it came out on Blu-ray, I watched it. And that's it. And I haven't watched it since, and I'm excited to.
Yeah, I haven't seen that in a while. But anyway, you guys want to follow us in our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, head over to Instagram at Geeks and Flicks or head over to our official website at www.geeksandflicks.com. Other than that, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.